Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Bill the Engineer is here. I cannot believe it. We actually have Bill the Engineer in the studio. This is the first time in months.
You promised you would untie me when we turned on the microphones. You promised you would untie me. Untie me.
We lied.
Yeah. And those
take the bag off my head, at least. Something.
Do you know how much those twist ties cost? I'm not going to cut them. I'm sorry. They cost too much. All right, but it's glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I am glad to be back. And now, Patrick, give him the 20. I was told there was money on whether or not you were ever going to see him in the studio again. Time to pay up.
That's right. Let's go, Patrick. Come on.
Actually, I know Patrick well enough to know Patrick doesn't wager on things that he can't influence the outcome himself.
I'm confused.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes or daddy or something, one of those.
Something like that. You do need new shoes.
And Greg needs a new heart.
Rusty is here, too, by the way.
I am. Rusty Gardner, as you live and breathe.
It's like Thanksgiving. Everybody's together. I just feel like a Hallmark movie right now.
Okay, till the beer starts flowing, and then we're going to start fighting.
It'll be just like Thanksgiving.
You never left me!
Oh, wow. Well, if this is any indication of how the show's going to go today, boy, are we in trouble. And I apologize in advance.
I knew that outside.
Yeah.
I knew that in the parking lot here at the Scubaplex,
mm-hmm.
The Overboard Entertainment Complex.
So true, so true. You know, we also have Barry, our South Florida super fan, down there hanging with us today as well. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I am fine. How are you all doing?
You are part of the party.
You don't mean Barry, skipper of Surprise!
That's it. That's him.
Master and commander.
You're getting ready to take out your boat to go view the eclipse this week, right?
No, well, I'm going to take the boat out to go hunting lobster.
Well, okay.
The eclipse.
All right. So a little bit of everything. All right. So Barry's
with us. Do you think the lobsters are going to be surprised when the sun goes away in the middle of the day? I think they're going to say, Charlie, where'd the sun go?
Actually, I think it's going to freak them out, seriously, because there is talk that it plays havoc with the animals.
Oh, there's talk.
I had a friend who's looking for a rooster. Is looking for a rooster because he said the last eclipse that he experienced back in the 90s or 80s or something, he said, the roosters went crazy. Does anybody have a rooster? I need a rooster. So we're looking for...
I'm going to call Rick Burleson.
Who?
Rick Burleson.
Is he a rooster enthusiast?
No, he is not a rooster enthusiast.
Okay.
Although it'd be nice if he was a rooster enthusiast.
Okay.
Actually, he used to play shortstop for the Boston Red Sox, and he was called... The rooster.
Ah, well, maybe he'll go a little nutty for the eclipse.
He's a little nutty, I think.
So my point is, it affects wildlife in weird ways we don't understand yet. And
it may not affect wildlife in weird ways that we don't understand yet.
No, it may bring out the big monster lobster. They may go on a walk.
For them, it is the same as it getting cloudy. They don't go crazy every time it gets cloudy.
Oh, you tell that to the roosters that went nuts back in the 80s at the last eclipse.
If it gets dark enough, they may think it's, approaching nighttime.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
Hey,
just right
here.
Now, just close your eyes for about 5 minutes, because that's basically the eclipse.
Huh.
We'll just get it out of the way. Let me ask you a serious question, though. Talking about scuba diving a little bit and the lobsters and whatnot, there's a group up in Illinois of scuba divers that they're planning on enjoying the eclipse underwater.
Yeah.
What is the point?
What do you mean, what is the point?
What's the point? The point is they get to go underwater. It doesn't really matter.
So that when they come...
It's a Monday afternoon. What are we going to do? We're going diving. Why?
Well, it's
going
to feel like a
there's
night dive
water
in the middle
it's
of the day.
It's not going to feel like a night dive. It's going to feel like a cloudy afternoon dive.
What's the point?
Because they get to dive.
And they get to say they were
underwater.
Divers
like to dive. Unlike you, the one boater that we have that's a real boater on the show. Thanks. Now, Rusty, of course, has become a real boater.
Well, and Mary's on the show. That's to be determined.
Yeah. But when it's just you, me, and Greg, you're the boater.
Right.
And you don't like it.
I don't like what?
Boating.
I love boating. I just don't see the point of scuba diving during a solar eclipse.
Well, it's one of those things that you are, you know, where were you when you were
underwater where I couldn't see anything?
No, you can see where the sun was.
It's Illinois. The water up there is horrible.
I mean, it depends on where you are in Illinois. You could be in a quarry.
Or a query.
Or a query.
Fred Flintstone.
A query quarry.
Yeah.
You could be in a quarry. It'd be awesome.
You got to go check in with Mr. Slate.
Yes. Right.
Well, you know, we'll leave that to Scuba Radio. You want to talk about diving stuff, go check out our Scuba Radio show. We're here to talk about boating, and we do have some important information to share with the world and maybe, you know, antidotes that will allow you to learn and advance your boating skills to a new level.
And anecdotes. We will have both antidotes and anecdotes, one of each.
A little, you know, we want to cover all the bases.
Yes, we do.
And so I go to Captain Rusty because he knows people.
He knows people, and he knows people who have done things.
Yes, and sometimes they haven't been, you know, the best things in the world when it comes to boating. So,
if that happened, he probably rented them the boat. If something bad happened,
point taken.
Rusty probably rented them the boat. I know I haven't been here in a while, but there are some things I remember.
Yeah, it's been a good year for rentals, though. It's been a good year.
Okay, and no complaints. But I mean, it's been a good year. However, there has been some problems, some bumps along the road.
There has been.
Actually, you
know, waves along the waterway.
I
don't know.
It is a boating show. Do you have any boating analogies up your sleeve anywhere? Bumps on the road while boating.
Actually, last week.
You'd only use that if like you hit a bridge or something.
Yeah, well, hey. Okay, so last week was a little rough.
Last week, there was a friend of mine that was bringing a boat back from St. Simon's Island that particular way. Mm-hmm. And as best we can tell, had a heat stroke,
just it being
really hot. And he has no memory of what happened before or what happened after, but he ended up hitting the Main Street Bridge with the boat, damaged his head, some internal bleeding, some things like that. But, you know, it really strikes a key when you're looking at it, or a note when you're looking at it going, hey, this can happen to anybody. This is a good guy. You know.
Well, how do you know he's a good guy?
But I just, because that's the only kind of people I hang out with.
Okay,
good fair people. Enough. Yeah, I'd say the same about you.
I was going to say, when you bring up the whole amnesia thing, you think, okay, this person killed someone and is trying to cover up.
And he has an evil twin.
Yeah, probably.
We know both those things.
Right.
But he just said that he would say the same thing about you, so we now know it means nothing. It's not in any way rooted in fact.
Okay.
Hey, Rusty, can I ask you a couple things?
Sure.
So this person that, I guess, had this heat stroke and fairly healthy person?
Yeah. No, I mean, been out on the water all summer, hadn't had any other issues, you know.
All right. No alcohol, no drink, anything that would dehydrate.
No.
So lessons learned, you know, no matter where you are during the summertime, you could be up north, you could be down here. Sometimes up north it's even worse. But keeping yourself hydrated, probably maybe a little more personal information than you've got access to, whether or not they had kept themselves hydrated, you know, during the course of the day, knowing that they were going to be, you know, working outside.
And now they're not even a reliable witness because they don't remember what happened before.
Yeah, body cams for everybody. But question for you is, was the boat equipped with a kill cord? And do you know if the person who was using the boat, were they wearing that kill cord?
The boat does have a kill cord.
Nice.
They weren't wearing it. You know, there is another factor that I'm just curious because they did have a person on the boat with them. And this particular boat, center console, the bathroom opens from the front, from the front of the boat, which completely impairs the vision of the captain, you know, as far as seeing what's going on there. No excuse, you know, the boat should have been stopped if that was the case, if it was open. This person doesn't know if that was the case. But it does seem like that hatch was open when it hit the bridge.
You're talking about the head door that's in front of the center console?
Yes.
And does it open to the side or does it open straight up?
Straight up.
So what are you saying? That obstructed the view of that captain and that's what
Well, that, what happens is whoever was at control of the boat, if they've got an obstructed view, if they're aware of that, they should certainly slow their progress, even come back to a neutral position with the throttle until that obstruction is cleared. But the bigger question is, was this person like approaching the bridge when this happened? Were they already slowed down to cross under, or were they moving pretty good?
They don't know.
Okay. But no kill cord.
It wasn't attached, no.
Would the kill cord, when this person had their episode and fell, I would imagine they fell down.
Right.
If the kill cord had been worn, would it have prevented the bodily injury or damage to the boat?
Don't answer that. We have a commercial break, and we'll answer it after the break as we continue our interrogation of Captain Rusty's friend next. Stay close to the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Scooter, everyone's counting on you. When the Titanic was sinking, the captain stayed on till the very end.
Yeah, well, I'm no captain, okay? I'm the other guy who dressed up like a lady and snuck into the lifeboat. I'm ashamed, but alive. Now let me go.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain. Though I'm feeling mighty sick. Heaven help me. Heaven help me. Take this stranger from my boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Bill the engineer, Captain Rusty, and Barry as well. We got a full crew navigating the latest boating news and information today, or at least covering anecdotes.
Do me a favor.
Don't make boating incidents.
Don't make that hand gesture in the studio, please. Please.
We're number one. What? What's the problem, Patrick? Oh, you guys, I swear. All right.
I'll say, Your Honor, I may be just a simple country lawyer.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that this gentleman Mr. Captain Patrick has some questions that have not been answered.
Okay, and that question is again?
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Okay.
I say!
Need I ask any more? No, Rusty, seriously, yeah, is it, knowing what you know about what happened, if the person who was driving the boat, if there had been wearing a kill cord, do you think that it would have limited the injury to that person and or the damage to the boat?
I don't think it would in this instant, but I'm not sure. I mean, I have no idea.
Well, the correct answer is yes, it would have. Everybody wear your kill cord.
And I think, you know, and definitely the kill cord should have been worn. And there's a lot of things I think that could have been done differently. Still a very unfortunate accident. But, you know, it's, I think in hindsight and in reflection, talking with the individual that, you know, especially more water, wearing the kill switch, slowing down, you know, instead of trying to get to his destination, you know, those sort of things. It was a lot of things that went wrong, which, you know, shouldn't have happened, but it did.
Let me, one last thing on this. This person who was doing the boat, and when you have an incident like that and you fall away from the helm, kill cord, of course, being one thing to help stop the boat, but some of these boats being kind of styled low to the transom, have to be aware that wearing a PFD it is so important, because if that type of an event happens and you were to strike an object, whether it's a bridge, a boat, a piling, whatever it is, you, as you're unconscious now, you could get thrown from the boat and into water. So
did that happen?
No, I'm pointing out.
No, I'm just asking. Did that happen to the guy? He didn't get thrown from the boat, right?
No, I don't. I don't know how that didn't happen. Honestly, you know, because it's a pretty good lick on the boat.
Yeah,
and I don't know. There's so many things that could have happened and could have gone wrong, and for it to end it up like it did was very fortunate. But there was just a huge amount of things. I mean, even if the main street bridge had been missed, and you hit the next bridge, which is the railroad bridge, which probably has a clearance on most of it that's probably about 5 feet, which would have took off the top of the boat and probably top of the head. So, it's very, very, it's hard to say it's fortunate that they hit the bridge, but with all the circumstances being the same, it was fortunate that they hit that particular part of the bridge.
Hmm. Bill?
Right, now, I know this is very serious. And I'm assuming that everyone's okay at this point.
Yes.
All right.
Good.
All right. Now, we've addressed a lot of things that could happen to someone on a hot day that could cause blood flow to be different. But here's my question. Is there any chance that this other person on the boat was doing something that may have caused blood to flow to a very different part of the body than the brain,
and
caused the problem?
Well, wait. I think you said somebody was in the crapper.
Well, but it was open.
Well, maybe they, you know.
I think they came out. Perhaps naked. I'm just saying that this
would be
the
a good
sort of
story.
Thing which could have happened. This is what could have happened. They're on the boat. Guy's piloting the boat. Girl comes out of the boat, says, "What do you think of this?"
Hey now.
And then one thing leads to another, and then blood doesn't end up being where the blood needs to be, boom.
Let me tell you how this story ends.
Which story? My story?
Your story. About 10 years ago.
Oh!
About 10 years ago, right. Off the west coast of Florida.
Yes.
We were out doing a photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
And as we're monitoring the VHF, we get a notice to mariners that there's an abandoned vessel.
Oh. Okay.
And what had happened is, this is the short part of the story, there was a man and a woman, a couple, on the boat.
Yes.
And
that doesn't sound abandoned.
They left the boat in gear.
Yes.
So just in the forward, not full throttle, just out of neutral, in the forward gear, and they decided to get freaky on the swim platform.
Ah.
And a rogue wave came and washed them off the boat. So the boat...
It is the motion of the ocean.
The boat continued on its way with their dog on board, and the boat eventually, I believe, ran aground. these people in the water, naked, no PFDs, actually wound up getting separated by the wave action. When they were found, and fortunately they were found, by the grace of God, they were located.
Did you say the grace of COD?
So
that would make that makes sense.
Sounded like COD to me.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
I love your stories. Go on. Aren't you glad I'm here?
See, I'm the one who usually gets that look, Bill. Thank you. Go ahead, Patrick.
They were found about a mile apart.
Holy cow.
Now, a mile apart doesn't sound like that much, but when you're out on the water,
it's a long
way. It might
way.
As well be you're in Florida and the other person's in California.
No question. I mean, so by yourself in the water? No.
These things happen, you know, to the point of, well, maybe Waka Waka type stuff. You know,
I think
did
I told
he say
that?
Waka Waka?
I told that part of the story better. His part of the story is very fascinating.
Wow.
Well, my part about the woman coming out of the head
easy
on her way to
mine involves
my story was better.
Waka, listen, waka. Mine yeah. mine involves Muppets.
Yours involves evidently. Fozzie Bear. Nice job.
Weird. Explain weird.
Yeah. Here I am. How long has it been since I've been in the studio? There's more puppets in this studio than I thought existed in the world. I think if you went to film the Muppet Show, there would be fewer puppets.
Well, since you've been away, we've been in therapy, Bill. So since you haven't been here, there's a Bill puppet that Patrick talks to during the show, generally.
Show me on the puppet where he touched you.
That is inappropriate.
Greg, can awkward. I ask one question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ben. Way too much hair. Go on.
Rusty, did this boat have a T-top?
Did it have a T-top? Okay, it did. Okay, we'll find out why that matters to Barry, I guess, and everyone else next here on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Bill the engineer, Captain Barry, Captain Rusty. We got a full crew. All right, so Barry wants to know if it was a T-top. Rusty says yes, it was it was not a T-top.
All right, here's the question that I want to clarify from Captain Barry. Captain Barry wanted to know if there was a T-top on the boat. Now, are you talking about the top of the boat, or are you talking about what the woman was wearing? Because I think we've already established she was naked.
Hello.
That would have been a tube top.
Oh, a tube top. Okay. Maybe. Bikini top.
That's really confused.
So the bigger question is, did Rusty get T-topped?
The boat did have a T-top on.
Okay.
Now, why still have a T-top
Why
on
would
it?
That matter, though, Barry? Why are you asking that question?
Well, because I thought his head hit the bridge. It seems like it's probably the T-top that hit the bridge, and maybe he passed out when he saw crashing down.
No, it wasn't that. What happened? You ran guy ran into the side of the bridge or something, or what?
The piling on the bridge. They have concrete pilings that go up and hit the piling on the bridge.
Ah, okay.
And the main street took out it.
The Main Street Bridge is a big bridge, correct?
It is. It's a huge bridge.
Yeah, Barry, you were saying.
Oh, so he must have messed up the bow of the boat or the sides of the boat.
Rusty?
The bow is, it's kind of...
It's a mess.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it looked that bad, but...
$5,000.
Captain Patrick said wow, so I guess it did.
So you saw the picture of it,
$5,000?
I saw the picture, and I gave Rusty some really great advice on how to repair it.
Yeah.
Because of his connection with the manufacturer of that particular boat, they may be able to provide him with certain parts that would make it... Let me put it this way. There's not enough Bondo that is going to fix that damage.
What about duct tape? You can't fix it with duct tape?
No, you're not fixing it with duct tape. Okay.
But $5,000, I mean, the boat is a pretty expensive boat, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a repair process that is actually... It sounds worse than it is. It's fairly painless. It's just a matter if he can get the appropriate parts from the manufacturer... This thing, it'd be repaired. You'd never know the difference.
Okay, and then you'd sell it to Patrick
not,
for
well, yeah, because like, you not don't Patrick. Patrick's not buying that damn
He's
boat.
Not buying it?
$5,000.
$5,000, really? Or coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Everybody's bound to get a little wet, but love is a boat. When you're out there struggling all alone, when this world tries to sink you like a stone, yes, you can stay afloat. That's right. Love is a boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Bill the engineer even, as well as Rusty and Barry. We got a big crew here today navigating the latest boating news and information. All right, as far as Rusty's incident with his friend who ran into the bridge with this boat, it is fixable, according to Patrick. You think you can do it for $5,000? Is that what you're going to do, Rusty?
Yeah, yeah. We'll get
you're going to fix it, and then you're going to sell it for like pennies on the dollar or what?
No, boat will be good, as good as new.
Actually, it'll be better than new, because if he repairs it the way that I told him, the bow of that boat will be bridge-proof.
It'll be better than before.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like, when I broke my femur in that motorcycle accident and they put that titanium rod up inside?
Yeah.
There's no way I'm breaking this leg again.
Okay.
And so if I do, something really, really bad happened.
We can
like
build,
I fell off a building.
So it's like we can rebuild it. We can make it stronger.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So that's what you hope to do. You hope to turn this into a positive, because this is a boat that you're going to be selling eventually?
Yes, it is. It's a for sale boat.
Now, the guy who ran it into the bridge and passed out, are you firing him?
No.
You're going to give him a cut him some slack?
Yeah, stuff happens. Yeah, cut him some slack.
I mean,
stuff
if it's heat stroke, it's heat stroke. I guess stuff
it
happens.
Is.
Just gotta,
what if it was a different kind of stroke?
A different kind of stroke?
Like a Billy Squire type?
Stroke man.
Just
man.
Stop.
Stroke man. Stroke man.
Okay. All ladies weekend here on the World of Boating.
All right. So I guess the moral of this story is stay hydrated. Don't let that happen to you. You don't want to be running into bridges.
Right.
And yeah.
So, I don't know if we've learned anything.
Well,
I'm going to be honest. We've been talking about this for 30 minutes. I don't feel any more wise.
Listen, all right, why should we change the direction of the show now?
Yes.
Well, let's
Good
talk
point.
To Barry. Maybe he can steer us in a better direction.
Captain Barry has plans for this weekend and then again for Monday. Captain Barry, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, we are going to go dive, and we're going to watch a boat sink.
Yeah, Excuse how about me? That?
Yeah, are you going to a bridge near Rusty?
No. See, this is where my worlds collide. You know, this is where my worlds collide with scuba diving and boating. Because, yeah, I'm going to go down to South Florida and join Barry and watch a boat that's being sunk off of Pompano Beach and turned into an artificial reef. So it's like it's some kind of barge, tugboat looking thing. But the unique thing about this particular boat that they're sinking, they've had an artist come in and create sculptures to put on the deck of the boat of this barge to make it look like a bar, and actually there it's going to be a dive bar, the world's first underwater dive bar. Get it? Hilarious. So we're going to go down and watch them sink this thing, and it'll be part of a wreck park that they've put down.
Do you know what the weather's going to be like this weekend?
I haven't really heard. We'll
tropical storm getting together in the Atlantic.
Well, so it'll be easier to sink.
There we go. I'm wondering if the weather will be too bad to sink a boat. That's my question. Is there a chance, Barry, is there a chance the weather will be too bad to sink a boat?
If we have 4 to 6s out, yeah, it will be
too
bad.
It'll be easy. It'll be easier to sink the boat in 4 to 6 foot seas.
You want it to sink upright.
Well, you'd like it to, but hey, Mother Nature's going to do what Mother Nature does.
Well, let's take these sculptures, which you've taken all this time, trouble, and effort to put on the damn boat.
It'll
let's
be the
flip
first,
them on their
world's
backside.
First underwater dive bar on its side.
It would be.
It'd be like one of those Ripley's Believe It or Not. So, you know, those rooms you walk in and the walls are all cockeyed and stuff to make, you know, make an optical illusion.
I think that happens to you more often than you're
possibly
willing to admit.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay hydrated. I'm taking Rusty's lead on that. So, you know, but here's the thing. Okay, so that's one thing. You'll hear more about that on Scuba Radio next week because we're going to go down there and cover this whole thing. But Barry does have his own boat. The Surprise is 17-foot Triumph.
I believe it's called Just Surprise.
Okay. And
no, it's just called Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just Surprise and not The Surprise.
Not The Surprise.
Well,
not
whatever.
Surprise. It's called Surprise.
He has a boat.
He has a boat. He has a vessel.
17-footer.
He has a vessel.
And he's going to take it out there. We may do some lobster diving because lobster season is open. And then a little bit later, what day is the eclipse, by the way?
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
The 23rd.
Same day we're diving,
Yeah, okay.
Mid-part of the afternoon.
But we can't see it in Florida, can we? I don't think you can see the eclipse.
Will there be a sun?
You look up there and you tell me.
Don't look up there.
I don't know what the details. What's going on? I thought you had to drive up to, like, North Carolina or something.
Okay, it depends on how
if you
want to
see a total eclipse, you got
to
go up there.
Okay, so we'll be able to see
a partial. Or just watch a Bonnie Tyler video.
Ah, true. But that just eclipses the heart. If you want the whole body experience, you have to go up to North Carolina.
Every night.
These are the moments that we really don't miss. Barry and Patrick, I think, agree with me on there, Bill. But I'm just saying. Because I sing way better than Bill. And Patrick will attest to that.
I won't.
Some just last week. So, regardless, you're planning to see the eclipse thing, too. That's what you hope to do, Barry. Is that the plan?
Oh, yeah.
So,
see, there's an umbra and a penumbra, and all of North America will be in the penumbra.
Okay. Which will mean, like, we'll just get a partial view of it or just kind of get cloudy, and that'll be it. But if you go up to North Carolina, will it actually get dark, maybe, or no?
Well, it's...
South Carolina.
Or South Carolina. Which one is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
South
you'll be
Carolina.
Able to see... The sun will disappear for 2 minutes.
Right.
Two minutes.
You'll see a full eclipse, so it'll get pretty dark. As opposed to just kind of getting partially dark down in South Florida. Is that what we're saying, thinking, or expecting?
That is a fair approximation.
What does this have to do with boating?
He's
going to
be on
the
boat.
Who
big cares?
No, so this is the issue. Now, Patrick.
Come on, Patrick.
Anything which you do while boating has to do with boating,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Whether you're crashing into
about
a bridge.
Where the best place to view it is, South Carolina, North Carolina. I'm going
to the best place to view it is from a boat.
All the way across the United States of America.
Oh, I was told you aren't going to get a good view of it if you go down to South Florida. So that's what I was saying.
Well, it's not the best view, but it's still a view.
Still a view.
And you're going to be on a boat. And this is really what I'm talking about, because boating is boating. What you do on a boat is boating. Like I said, whether you're crashing into a bridge or getting ready to go lobster diving, boating is boating. And those of us who enjoy boating, and I do enjoy boating, and I have not crashed into anything.
Yet.
I am not Rusty's friend who crashed into...
Well, that's obvious.
I'm not Rusty's friend who crashed into a bridge.
Oh, okay.
It is someone different. It's nobody in this room. Can we just say it's nobody in this room?
Yeah, we could say
that. Okay. All right. So, it's no one here that's Rusty's friend.
Now,
none of us are Rusty's friend.
let me put out a public service announcement to those boaters who are planning on going out on the water to watch the eclipse.
Yes. This is about boating. Go
look directly into the sun because you will get superpowers.
No, listen to me.
That's not right.
I'm going to save you hundreds of dollars if you lean in close to the radio right now. If you go out on the water, make sure that your navigation lights are operable. Because what will happen is the Marine Patrol, the water authorities are going to be out there. And when you lose daylight for 2 minutes, you better get your lights on. They're going to be out there. They're going to start writing tickets. I'm telling you.
They're not going to have time to get you in 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
They're not going to be able to write the ticket.
They'll get you. They'll know exactly. Everybody's going to be grouped together in these viewing spots.
In these viewing spots.
And they're just going to say,
hey, can you see the sun? Can you see the sun better over there?
Seriously, though. What's the sun look like? If you're going to be out on the water, make sure that your navigation lights are working. Make sure that you've got your anchor light. Because if you happen to be moving your boat in those conditions and there is a lack of sunlight and it is dark-ish, you should have your lights on.
He's totally yanking our chain right now, isn't he?
He's
no, actually, he's correct.
Is he correct? Really? Yeah, Barry's going to back him up on
wait
this?
Wait a second. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to Barry. Yes.
Really, I've got Barry defending me now.
How about
Barry,
this?
Barry, Rusty, on the show
what does Rusty
twice
say?
A year, is now coming to my defense. Rusty, you believe Barry, who's on the show twice a year, and not me, who's on here every week.
That's twice as often as I'm on.
Correct. Your point is what?
When it's raining, you have to have the lights on, too.
Okay. All right. What, Rusty,
and your blinkers.
Are you going to be the third captain to back these guys up?
No, I back them up. Low visibility. You got to have the lights on.
Low vis. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, I'm just saying.
See, now this is good eclipse-related information. Aren't you glad I brought it up?
No.
I think he heard me drawing a deep breath. And just decided to put me out of my misery and jump in with that comment.
All right, but that whole tip you gave me about looking directly into the sun with no eye protection.
I didn't give you that
eclipse.
Tip. I don't know what you're talking
about. You did
about.
Tell me this. You said, Greg, look directly into the eclipse when it happens. Nothing will happen, and you'll absorb these superpowers of being able to have X-ray vision.
Your Honor, I believe he is leading the witness, Your Honor.
That's what he said. I swear.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department, led by his ex-girlfriend, and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks. Unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Are you physically fit enough to scuba dive? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few ways to know for sure next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
You should check with your physician before starting a new activity and know you're ready for the physical fitness requirements for diving. Here's just one real-world activity test to consider. 1. Walk on land for 100 feet in your scuba gear. 2. Ascend a 5-foot vertical ladder from the water in same gear. And 3. Swim underwater in gear at half a knot for 30 minutes and just over double that for 3 minutes. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
You guys, where's Haley?
She is on a boat in the marina, putting you in her rear view mirror. Boats have those, don't they?
Come on down.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Bill, the producer, Captain Rusty, Captain Barry. It's everybody. We might as well just add more folks and you to our little adventure today. Now, I know Rusty's had more stuff going on other than just his, buddy ran his boat into a bridge, which obviously is unfortunate.
Okay, the way you say that, you make it sound like his buddy ran his own boat into a bridge. His buddy ran Rusty's boat into
a
bridge.
Well, I know, and
that
is unfortunate.
That's really a bigger deal, isn't it?
Well, it's unfortunate, and I guess the silver lining is at least nobody was hurt. I mean, or killed or anything.
You can pick life-threatening
injuries. So
that's true.
Nobody lost an appendage.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it could have been way worse, exactly. Yes.
Especially in Bill's scenario.
But with that much going on in your world.
Tell your friend not to watch The World According to Garp.
Waka waka.
Anything else going on with you, Rusty?
Actually, I just got back today from Elkhart, Indiana for, you know, Bennington had their dealers conference, which is always fun. They have a really nice dealers conference because they don't actually have meetings. They just have boats set up and you can go ride. They have lots of food. And so it's kind of like as close as you'll get to a nice vacation.
Elkhart, Indiana.
You know, like Wasabi or Wasahi or something like that. I don't know. It's on a lake.
Wasabi. It, yes. That makes a lot of sense.
Wasassee or something like that.
Wasabi. Anyway, I'll go with Wasabi.
Yeah, it's a beautiful lake. But one of the things I thought that was interesting, Bennington, their backers owns Bennington, Hurricane, and Rinker. And actually, Rinker was set up on the side. And they had about 7 or 8 new boats there, and they were trying to get new dealers. And it was such a different environment for Rinker than it was for Bennington. Bennington had, you know, food was catered by Ruth Chris. They had all the alcohol. They had all the food, everything you could eat. And I go out there and see the Rinker guys. They're on the side under a tree eating cold pizza. And I go, you know, why aren't y'all in there with those, you know, eating with everybody else? And they go, well, Bennington was nice enough to let us, you know, come out here and try to round up some other dealers. We're just kind of staying out of the way, you know, like we're supposed to.
Steak is for closers. We're sorry.
I know, but it was interesting to see Rinker. And, I hadn't heard from him in a long time and talked to the guys for a while. They, you know, from 2009, they didn't fare well. The recession hit them hard. They had to lay off a lot of people. And they're trying to make a comeback. And I was actually surprised that they have one dealer in Florida, in Fort Myers. That's it, one. Yeah.
Do they have two now?
No, I didn't. No, I couldn't.
Well, look, they're serving cold pizza. What do you think?
Listen, I might rather go and take on a product line where they're putting their money into the boats and not trying to get the salespeople drunk with free liquor. However, sure.
Well, you would be a minority opinion.
That's right. Lame, Patrick, lame.
Rinker's got a long road ahead of them to try to make inroads back into the market. Now, a fact that you guys aren't aware of, I actually crewed for Terry Rinker back in, that would have been 1996, 97. Terry Rinker of the Rinker family of Rinker Boats actually ran the SST 120 class tunnel boats.
Okay.
That's boating related.
That's fascinating. None of those words mean one thing to me.
Oh, yeah, no, wait, that's not true. He crewed a boat. You've been called crude many times.
So,
What is tunnel series? What is this?
Tunnel boats. We went through this like 7 years ago with the pickle fork boats, and you guys lost your mind.
So it's tunnel boats and pickle fork boats.
They're kind of one and the same. They're like the twin sponsons with the deck across, single canopy. And they'll run the 120 horsepower outboards, the SST 120 class. And when I crewed for Terry, it was basically going into water and holding the boat in place because they do kind of a Grand Prix start. All the boats are on the shoreline. Okay. And when they say go, there's no neutral or reverse on these boats. I mean, they just go. And if you're standing there, you're drenched. You're getting wet. But
you held the boat till you got wet.
We held the boat till we got wet. So
then
we dried off during
the race.
My friend Randy and I, Randy was really knew Terry very, very well. And we just happened to meet at a race. And he's like, hey, guys doing anything?
I need somebody to hold my damn boat.
Exactly. So we helped him launch and do all that stuff. This was actually down.
It sounds like you were helping him not launch. You're holding him to keep him from launching until he's ready.
You're just holding the boat in place because, again, when the flag is dropped, these things are gone. It is crazy. You can't see anything. I mean, it's a wall of water.
It's like an eclipse.
Oh!
And Bill brings it back full circle.
Where the lights on the boats.
So,
you're not even going to answer that.
No. But a couple things that are going to hurt Rinker is their manufacturing capacity, their lack of capital, And
they're tasting pizza.
And unfortunately, their boats are not kind of state-of-the-art at this point in time. There is a lot of iconic boat brands that did not recover from the Great Recession. And Rinker is one of them. Fountain is another one. Donzi, some of these boats that were owned by Genmar Corporation and got sold off, and some capital companies came in, private equity firms, and they're just not coming back.
I love the fact that I have been away from this show for months and months and months, and it's still the same. 55 minutes of nonsense, 1 minute of clarity about the boating industry.
You're welcome.
I love this show.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back, Bill.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to not be here next
week. Okay. Fair enough.
What about me?
Who cares? And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
As a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.